Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Well, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Word for Word for Friday, September the 2nd. I was recording it and the fire alarm went off, so I had to kill it and I'm redoing it. Boy, that's irritating. It really is, but that's just part of life now, isn't it? We're going to be doing Numbers, that is Bamidbar in the wilderness, 3 and 4. So let's get right into it. There's a lot of stuff in here I want to get to. Chapter 3, verse 1. These are the generations, 8, 4, 3, 5, of Aharon and Moshe, in the day Yahweh spoke with Moshe in Mount Sinai. That's when he gave him all the laws and all that. And these are the people that were around then. Verse 2. These are the names of the sons of Aharon. The firstborn, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. Verse 3. These are the names of the sons of Aharon, the priests that were anointed to fill the priest's office. Verse 4. And died Nadab and Abihu before Yahweh when they brought strange fire before Yahweh in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children, and performed the priest's office, Eleazar and Ithamar, in the presence of Aharon, their father. Now, strange, as I explained, has to do with strange to the law and improper. Doesn't have to do with racial alien fire. It has to do with it being strange to the law. Verse 5, and spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying, verse 6, bring near the tribe of Levi and cause them to stand before Aharon the priest to minister to him. That's 8334. In other words, help him with all the stuff he had to do. Verse 7, and they shall keep 8104, his charge, 4931, and the charge of all the congregation, 5712, before the tent of meeting to serve, 5647, the service, 5656, of the tabernacle. Verse 8, and they shall keep all the instruments, 3627, of the tent of meeting, and the charge of the children of Israel to serve the service of the tabernacle. Verse 9, and you shall give the Levium to Aharon and his sons. Holy given, that means completely, 5414 doubled, are they from the children of Israel? Verse 10. And Aharon and his sons you shall appoint, 6485, and they shall keep the priest's office. and the Stranger, 21:14. This stranger has to do, even with an Israelite, strange to the law, not necessarily just a racial alien, that comes near, 71:31, shall be put to death. He was serious about that. That was holy territory, and only the Aharonic priesthood could come in there. Verse 11, and spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying, verse 12, and I, behold, have taken the Lewium from the midst of the children of Israel, instead, 8478, Takath, of all firstborn that opens, 6363, the womb, 7358, of the children of Israel. The Lewium are mine. Now he explains in this next verse why he can do that. Verse 13, because all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I smote all the firstborn of Mitzrayim, I hallowed, 6942, to me all the firstborn of Israel, of Adam, that's white folks, and beast, 929, two-legged and four-legged, shall be. I am Yahweh. Verse 14. Spoke Yahweh to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, verse 15, muster, 6485. Now that means muster, appoint, assemble the sons of Levi after the house of their forefathers by their clans. All males from a month old and upward shall you muster them. Verse 16, and mustered them Moshe according to the word, 6310, that literally means mouth. It can be used to mean speech, according to the mouth of Yahweh, in other words, that he commanded, 6680, that is a command, not a suggestion. Verse 17, and these were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon, 1648, and Kehath, 6955, and Merari, 4847. Verse 18, and these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their clans, Libni, 3845, and Shimei, 8096. Verse 19, and the sons of Kehath by their clans, Amram, 6019, and Yitzhar, 3324, and Kebaron, 2275, and Uziel, 5816. And the sons of Merari by their clans, Machli, 4249, and Mushi, 4187. These are the clans of the Lewi, 3881, by the houses of their forefathers. Of Gershon, the clan of the Libni, 3846, and the clan of the Shimei, 8097. These are the clans of the Gershoni, 1649. Those mustered according to the number, 4557, that's Mispar, of all males a month old and upward, those mustered 7,500. Now he's going to give that, all these people their camping order. And remember, all the other tribes camped at a distance away from the tabernacle. But the Leviim are to camp right around, surrounding the tabernacle to guard it. 23. The clans of the Gershoni shall pitch their tent behind the tabernacle seaward. That would be westward toward the Mediterranean Sea. Verse 24. The leader of the house of the forefather of the Gershoni, Eliasaph, 460, son of Lael, 3815. The duties, 4931, of the sons of Gershon in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle and the tent, the covering, 4372, of it, and the hanging, 4539, for the door, 6607, of the tent of meeting. Verse 26. And the hangings, 7050, for the courtyard, 2691. And the curtain, 4539, for the door of the courtyard, that is by the tabernacle, and by the altar, 4196, around it, and the cords, 4370, for all the service of it. They had to use tent cords to put up the tent. That sort of stands to reason. They were putting up a tent, as you do any other tent, to camp or whatever. And you have to use tent cords and tent stakes to secure it so it doesn't blow away or fall over. Common sense. Because this is a great big tent. 27. And of Kehath, the clan of the Amorami, 6020, and the clan of the Yitzhari, 3325, and the clan of the Kebaroni, 2276, and the clan of the Ozieli, 5817. These are the clans of the Kehathi, 6956. Verse 28. The number of all males a month old and upward, 8,600. Keeping the charge, in other words, guarding and the work and the duties of the sanctuary, 6944, the holy place. Here's more camping orders. 29. The clans of the sons of Kehath, that's with a Q, Q-E-H-A-T-H, shall pitch on the south, that's 8486, side of the tabernacle. Now, there are more than one word used for south. In the Hebrew, Negev is one, and that's the designator for the desert region south of, and the tribe of Yehuda had that as a possession. Okay. Tamana is what they are using here, 8486. That means the south also in Hebrew. Okay. And let's see. Verse 30. And the leader of the house of the forefather of the clans of the Kehathi, Elitzaphan, 469, son of Uziel, 5816. Now, that ties with 5817, the Ozieli. They spell it differently, but it's allied with Uzziel. Verse 31, and their duties shall be the ark, 727, and the table, 7979, and the menorah, 4501, and the altars, 4196, and the vessels, 3627, of the sanctuary by which they minister. In other words, that was their duties. And the hanging and all the service of it. Verse 32. And the leader of leaders of the Lewi, Eleazar, son of Aharon, the priest, overseeing 6486, the keeping of the charge of the sanctuary. Okay, he was the next in line to be the high priest, because the other two got burned up by Yahweh, and he has a brother, Ithamar, but there were only two priests beside the high priest now, and they were really swamped with work. Verse 33, of Merari, the clan of Machli, 4250, and the clan of the Mushi, 4188. These are the clans of Merari. Those were his two sons, and they each made a clan. Of those mustered, the number of all males a month old and upward, 6,200. That's a lot of people to do all that work, but they had so much to carry, and they had to be so careful with all of it because it was all ornate. It was embroidered. I mean, it was just magnificent. Verse 35. The leader of the house of the forefather of the clan of Merari, Suriel, 6,700, son of Abikail, 32. On the north side of the tabernacle they shall pitch. See, there's more camping orders. They were surrounding, there was a circle within a circle, actually a square within a square. That's how it was, two squares. The appointed 6846 duties of the sons of Merari. Now here's all the stuff they had to take care of. The boards, 7175, of the tabernacle. Remember, I discussed all the manufacture of those great big boards. And the bars, 1280. And the pillars, 5982, and the sockets, 134, and all the vessels for its service. All these things were necessary, the sockets and the boards and the pillars and the bars, to put this thing together. It was like a take-apart piece of furniture. You took it apart, and you transported it, and then you stopped, and you put it all back together again. Verse 37, and the pillars all around, and their sockets, and their pins, that's the tent pins, and their cords, 4340, that's their tent cords, but pitched before the tabernacle to the east, 6924, before the tent of meeting toward the sunrise, okay, That's another word, sunrise. Let's see, 38, Mizraka, that's sunrise. From Mizrak, the rising place of the rising of the sun. And they use that for east a lot. But east here, is 6924, that is Kedem. Moshe and Aharon and his sons keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel, and the foreigner that comes near shall be put to death. And that included any other Israelite. If they were not of the house of Aharon, they did not get near, because they would make it unclean. It would be insulting to Yahweh. He called certain people, and only certain people, just anybody from Israel, just couldn't walk up there. Couldn't do it. Now remember, the Levium are warrior priests. They are not warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely. They would kill you. They were real serious people when it came to guarding that stuff, because that is the dwelling place of Yahweh. When it's put up, that cloud would come down and he would speak, and that is the abode of Yahweh in the midst of the children of Israel, and nothing could profane that. It would cost you your life if you went near it. Verse 39. All those mustered of the Levium, which mustered Moshe and Aharon at the word of Yahweh, of the clans, all males of a month old and upward, 22,000. See the number we're talking about? We're not talking about little tribes. These are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. And the Levium were small, and they got 22,000. Verse 40. Said Yahweh to Moshe, muster all firstborn males of the sons of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. Now this is where they come up with the book of Numbers, but it's not the name of the book. They just tried to make it into the book. The name is Bamidbar. 41, and take the Levium for me. I am Yahweh, instead of all firstborn of the children of Israel, and the cattle, 929, of the Levium, instead of all the firstborn among all firstborn cattle of the children of Israel. He was appropriating the Levium and everything they had. So instead of the children of the rest of Israel, he was substituting them for the rest of Israel. Pardon me, I had to get a drink of my salt water here and clear my throat and get a little drinky poo. I have sea salt in this water, just enough to have a tiny salty taste, but I get all my real minerals from that. I have real sea salt. And it really helps me. It replaces all your needed electrolytes with real electrolytes instead of false chemical stuff. Because real sea salt isn't washed and all the minerals are still in it. And mustered Moshe, as commanded Yahweh, all the firstborn of the children of Israel. It was all firstborn males by the number of names of 1 month old and upward mustered, 22,273. There's a disparity in the number between all the children of Israel and all the Levites. So, 44, spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying, take the Levium instead of all firstborn of the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levium instead of their cattle, and the Levium are mine. I am Yahweh. He repeats that. Now, verse 46, those to be redeemed 6299 of the 273 more, they outnumbered the Lewium 5736 of the firstborn of the children of Israel. 47, you shall take 5 shekels, 8255, each by the head, 1538, literally the skull, count by the shekel of the sanctuary. You shall take 20 gera, 1626 is a shekel. That's the sacred shekel. Okay, like the sacred cubit. The sacred cubit is 23 inches plus or minus, as opposed to the standard cubit, which is about 18 inches. Well, the shekel of the sanctuary weighed more in silver or gold or whatever than a standard business shekel. Verse 48, and you shall give the money, 3701, that's silver, kesef, to Aharon and his sons to redeem the odd number of them. That was to make up the difference for the disparity in the number of the rest of the firstborn of Israel as opposed to all of the Lewium. Verse 49, and took Moshe the money of redemption for the odd number of those redeemed of the Lewium. Verse 50, of the firstborn of the children of Israel, he took the money. 1,375 after the shekel of the sanctuary. That's shekels. But it doesn't say shekel in the Hebrew, so I just put 1,375. It implies shekels. 51. Gave Moshe the money of the redeemed to Aharon and his sons according to the word of Yahweh as commanded Yahweh to Moshe. They had to have funds to do repairs and replacements and all the stuff that needed to be done. They had to have sustenance for the Levites because they didn't do any other work. And they had to have repair money for the tabernacle. Had to have that. So, references for chapter 3, verse 4 of chapter 3, you can reference Leviticus 10, verses 1 and 2, and Numbers 26, 61, and verse 13. Of chapter 3, you can reference Exodus 13:2. So there you go. Now we're going to get into the longer chapter, chapter 4, and this has got a lot of stuff in it, and I'll comment on it, but it's a lot of it is reiterating all the stuff that they had made for the tabernacle. But here they're going to be putting it to use. And it will be a pretty detailed explanation. Verse 1 of chapter 4. Spoke Yahweh to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, lift up, 5375, the head, 7218, of the children of Kehath from among the children of Levi, after their clans by the house of their forefathers. In other words, single out. That's what, it's an idiomatic usage, lift up the head. Lift up their heads as opposed to the other people's. From 30 years old and upward until 50 years old, all go to the host, 6635. That can also mean army. but here it means the workforce that does the work for 399, that makes it the workforce of the tent of meeting. They're going to get 20 years of solid service. Verse 4, this shall be the service of the sons of Kehath in the tent of meeting, the most holy things. Verse 5, and shall come Aharon and his sons when the camp moves forward, in other words, when he's telling them to move and he's going to lift up the cloud from upon the tabernacle and it's safe to go in and take down the Holy of Holies, because it was not safe while Yahweh was present. It would be lethal. It would kill them. And take down 3381. In other words, go forth the covering 6532, veil 4539, and cover 3680, the Ark of the Testimony with it. Okay, that's Ark of the Covenant. Covenant, testimony, it's the same thing with different terminology. Okay? Verse 6, and they shall put upon it the covering 3681 of the skin 5785 of Takash 8476. Remember, I told you we don't know what this word is. We don't know exactly what type of skin it was. Now, they say badger skins in some translations. That's something they made up and stuck in there. That word is unknown, and they should not put stuff in. You don't add to or take away. If you don't know, you have the intestinal fortitude to say, hey, we don't know. Well, we don't know. And shall spread 6566 a cloth 899, that's as a garment, holy, it means completely, 3632 of blue 8504 tekelet. That's the same blue that's in the thread that's in the tzitzit on your garments, upon it 4605, and shall put 7760 in the poles 905 of it. Remember, they cast rings and put rings on all these things to carry it with poles. You could not touch the ark. They had to put poles in. They could touch the poles, but not the ark. It would kill you. Verse 7, and upon the table of the bread of the presence 6440, they shall spread 6566 a cloth of blue, and put it upon the dishes 7086, and the spoons 3709, and the bowls 4518, and cups 7184 for the drink offering, that's one word, 5262, and the bread 3899 continually 8548 shall be upon it. Now that's called the bread of the presence. That's the name of the bread. And a little note, David ate of the bread of the presence when he was fleeing Shaul. And it was accounted to him for righteousness. He was singled out by Yahweh to touch that bread. That was holy. Only the priest could hit it, have it. But he received permission from Yahweh to eat that. We'll get that when we get into the other books. But all of the stuff is tied together. Every bit of it has something to do with what's coming in the future books. All of it. verse 8. Pardon me for just a second here. Ah, yes. I need another hit of water. I get a little dry and get a cough, so I have to keep the whistle wet. Okay. Continuing upon it, verse 8, and they shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet, that's the worm of scarlet, 8438-8144, that's they had the dried bodies and they grind it up into powder and make the dye for these garments and skins and such, that it was a particular worm. I gave the scientific name a while back. I can't go back and look it up right now. And cover it with a covering of the skins of, again the word, tachash, an unknown skin. And shall put in the poles. The poles were of shittim wood, and they were all covered with gold. And that's what they used to carry all these objects. Verse 9, and they shall take a cloth of blue, and cover the menorah, that's a candlestick, of light, a candle holder, of lights, 3974, and its lamps, 5216, they were separate, they fit in there, that's where they put all the perfect olive oil. And its tongs, 4457, and its censers, 4289, and all the vessels of oil, 8081, that's the pure olive oil, that they minister with. Verse 10, and they shall put it and all vessels of it under a covering of skins of, again the word, tachash, and shall put it upon a carrying pole, 4132. Verse 11, and upon the altar of gold they shall spread a cloth of blue and cover it with a cover of skins of, again the word, tachash, and shall put it in, and shall put in the carrying poles. That was very heavy. It was gold, a gold altar. You can figure how heavy that was. And then they had the big bronze laver and all that stuff to wash hands and feet and stuff with. They had water in that. It was heavy stuff. And then they'd go in shifts and they had these big poles and so many people would carry it for a while and then they'd trade off and another group would take their shift and they just, you know, you couldn't just, you'd fall over out in the desert. You can only work so long. It's hot out there. Verse 12. And they shall take all the instruments of ministry that they minister with in the sanctuary and put them in a cloth of blue and fold all of them up very carefully and neatly and cover them with a cover of skins of tachash, and put them upon a carrying pole. And they shall take away the ashes, 1878, from the altar, and spread upon it a cloth of purple, 713. Verse 14. And they shall put upon it, all the vessels of it. That's everything that they used. With which they minister upon it, the censers, that's for the incense, the flesh hooks, 4207, when they were boiling their portion that was allotted to them by Yahweh. And it all had to be done because all that food was holy. It was for the priests only. And the shovels, 3257, they had to shovel out the altars and empty the ashes. and the basins, 4219, anything that they had liquid in, all the vessels of the altar, and they shall spread upon it a cover of the skins of, again the word, Takash, and insert the poles. Well, they had all these basins and stuff. That's what they drained the blood into. And then they sprinkled the blood and they poured the blood out. And they had all these ceremonial objects that were holy because they were all made and dedicated to Yahweh. And they took great care with these things. Verse 15. When Aharon and his sons have completed 3615, covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to move forth, after that shall come the sons of Kehath to carry it, but they shall not touch any holy thing lest they die. This is the burden, 4853, of the sons of Kehath in the tenth of meeting. They were not of the Aharonic line. They could grip the poles, but they couldn't touch any of the stuff. Only Aharon and his seed line could touch those holy things. These were other Levites of different clans, but only the Aharonim could enter and touch these things. And Aharon couldn't touch the Ark of the Covenant when he made propitiation and put blood on the horns of that Ark once a year. That's it. One time a year. Any other time, if he went, even went in there, it would kill him. That was Yahweh's dwelling place. And the veil was closed, and Yahweh came down in a cloud and spoke to Moshe and Aharon. They would stand outside the veil. They did not go in while he was in that cloud. Verse 16. And appointed to Eleazar, the son of Aharon the priest, the oil for the light, and the sweet, 5561, incense, 7004, and the continual grain offering, continuous 8548, tamid, and the oil of anointing, the appointment over all the tabernacle, and all that is in it, in the sanctuary and the vessels of it. He was the next in line to be high priest. Okay? And he had other duties that Ithamar did not have. Verse 17, and spoke Yahweh to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, verse 18, do not cut off the tribe of the clans of the Kehathi, 6956, from among the Lewium. Verse 19, but do this to them, that they may live, 2421, and not die when they approach the most holy things. Okay, special dispensation. Aharon and his sons shall come and place each man to his service and to his burden. Verse 20, but they shall not go in to see the consuming, 1104, of the holy things and die. Aharon had and his sons had to be with them to accompany them to their place of service. But they were not to come in when the holy things were consumed. They were not of the priest class. It would kill them. It would be lethal. Verse 21. And spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying, take the head count of the sons of Gershon also by the house of their forefathers and their clans, from 30 years old and upward until 50 years old, you shall muster them, all that come to perform the service, to serve the service of the tent of meeting. This is the service of the clans of the Gershoni, to serve and for burdens. Verse 25, and they shall carry the curtains, 3407, of the tabernacle, and the tent of meeting, its covering, and the coverings of Tachash, again, that goes upon it and above it, and the hanging of the door of the tent of meeting, and the hangings of the courtyard, and the hanging for the door of the gateway of the courtyard, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar round about, and their cords, and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. Verse 27, at the word of Aharon, again, that's 6310, by the mouth of, at the word, 6310 is P, it means mouth, but P, P-I-Y, of Aharon and his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershoni in all their burdens and in all their service. You shall appoint to them the duties of all their burdens. This is the service of the clans of the sons of the Gershoni in the tent of meeting, and their duties under the hand of Ithamar, son of Aharon the priest. See, Ithamar had another duty. He was over these people. They split it up. They had two sons of Aharon left. Verse 29, the sons of Merari by their clans of the house of their forefathers, you shall muster them, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, again, you shall muster them, all that come to perform the service of the tent of meeting. And this is the duty of their burdens, of all service of the tent of meeting. The boards of the tabernacle, the carrying poles of it, the pillars of it, and the sockets of it, and the pillars of the courtyard round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords, that's the tent pins and tent cords, they had to tie it off and brace it like you do any other tent, with all their instruments and all their service, and by name you shall appoint the instruments of the duty of their burden. He's going to assign to certain individuals what pieces and parts they were going to carry. You will carry this, and you will carry that, and you will carry this. That's how they worked it. Verse 33, this is the service of the clans of the sons of Merari, and all their service in the tent of meeting by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aharon, the priest. So Eleazar had one group that he supervised, and Ithamar had a group he supervised. They had to split it up. It's too much for one guy, plus their regular priestly duties. Verse 34, and mustered Moshe and Aharon and the leaders, 5387, of the congregation, the sons of the Kohathi, by their clans and by the house of their forefathers, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, all that came to perform the service of the tent of meeting. Verse 36, and were mustered by the clans 2,750, Verse 37, these mustered by the clans of the Kehathi, all that served in the tent of meeting, that mustered Moshe and Aharon by the mouth of Yahweh, by the hand of Moshe. Verse 38, and those mustered of the sons of Gershon by their clans and the houses of their forefathers, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, all that came to perform, all that came perform the service of the tent of meeting, were mustered by clans of the house of their forefather, 2,630. Verse 41, these mustered of the clans of the son of Gershon, all that served the tent of meeting, that mustered Moshe and Aharon by the mouth of Yahweh. Verse 42, and mustered by clans the sons of Merari, by their clans and houses of their forefathers. Verse 43, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, all that came to perform the service of the tent of meeting were mustered by their clans, 3,200. Verse 45, these are the mustered of the clans of the sons of Merari that mustered Moshe and Aharon by the mouth of Yahweh, by the hand of Moshe. In other words, Yahweh spoke to Moshe, and Moshe orchestrated all of this through Aharon. Verse 46, all the mustered that mustered Moshe and Aharon, and the leaders of Israel, of the Levium, by their clans and the houses of their forefathers, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, all that came to serve the service, to do the servants of the burdens of the tent of meeting, were mustered 8,580. Verse 49, in the end of chapter 4, by the mouth of Yahweh, they were mustered by the hand of Moshe, in other words, under the authority of Moshe, every man to his service and his burden, mustered by the command of Yahweh to Moshe. Now, this whole chapter is all about Levites that weren't of the Aharonic line. They are of a different family line. They weren't priest class, but they weren't chopped liver either. They were very, very special, and had a great deal to do with these duties. They were assigned to carry, set up, take down, just do all everything that concerned the tent of meeting and the tabernacle. They did all the work. The Aharonic priesthood did not carry burdens. All these other Levites did. Only Levites could do this service, and only the priest could touch certain items. The other Levites could touch the poles to carry, but not the items themselves. They were all wrapped up and very holy, and they had to be treated with great, great care. So that's what was going on in this chapter. They really had a whole big work gang, because they needed that many people. They had, man, just... Too much stuff for too few people, that isn't going to work, because people had to work in shifts. And this was a massive amount of stuff. This tent, the weight of the fabric the weight of the boards, the weight of all the bronze bases and the silver bases and the tent pegs and the ropes and the altars and the Ark of the Covenant and all these heavy animal skins. That was a massive burden, and they had to do in shifts to put this thing up. It needed a whole bunch of people. These people had to be fed. They had to be clothed. They had to have tents to live in. They all had to shift that duty to take care of all of that. This was a massive undertaking. And every time Yahweh said, move, they had to do all of this. Take it all down. Pack it all up very meticulously. Then, whenever Yahweh said, stop, they had to stop and they had to reassemble this whole thing. Wow. So these were some busy Levites. They were truly, truly busy. And we'll stop here. We'll get into chapter 5 on Monday, September the 5th. We'll do chapter 5 and 6. I hope I have imparted some useful information. You have enjoyed today's reading. I have studied and have massive notes on all this stuff, so I can give all this stuff. People are trying to live today. They're just trying to survive, and they don't have the time, quite honestly, just trying to make it and preparing for what's come, to do all these years of study like I've done. I have been blessed. Now, people say, well, you're nuts. No, that prison term that I served was a blessing. I didn't waste a day of it. I studied Scripture the whole time I was in and did my time with dignity, because I am not the first or will be the last patriot to go down before the Zionist occupational government. No big deal. I would lay down my life in the service of Yahweh and may have to. I'm ready. No problem. I'll be back. I'll be back. But that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of the return of true Israel. Because when we return, Yeshua Messiah will be with us. And the day of Yahweh will be at hand. And His wrath will destroy all these wicked ones that oppress us. So I say Shalom Aleichem, that's peace be unto you, to all my Israelite brothers and sisters, and I will speak with you again on Monday. May Yahweh bless.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.